My name is John Kopchick. I'm a professor in the biomedical sciences department in the med school. I'm not an engineer, although genetic engineer may qualify for that. But I'd like to welcome all of you to this auditorium. It's my first time here, and in particular to hear Dr. Leroy Hood give his remarks. I have the pleasure of introducing him. I'm only going to take 3 minutes. Dr. Hood, welcome. Dr. Hood was born in Missoula, Montana, and I'm not going to tell a lot of stories, but there are two pertinent stories. One is that his high school teacher of chemistry was very influential in his life. In fact, that teacher led him to Caltech to get his first degree. So that's remarkable. The second is that Dr. Hood was on the football state championships 3 years straight, of which two of those years he was the quarterback. So you know he's a little bit competitive and he likes sports. Dr. Hood is recognized as the world leader in molecular biology, biotechnology, genomics, and proteomics. He holds numerous patents and awards. I'm just going to cite two or three. He prides himself on his lifelong commitment to education, especially for the lay public and for children. And that children meaning kindergarten through 12 in the classroom. So we're very, very proud of you and envious of you for doing that, Dr. Hood. He earned his BS degree, as I said, from Caltech in 1960, then an MD from Johns Hopkins in 64, and then a PhD in biochemistry from Caltech. All of that in, let's see, 8 years. Remarkable. His first academic position was as an assistant professor at Caltech, and he migrated up the ranks in 5 years. He went from assistant to professor. In 77, he became the Bowles Professor of Biology at Caltech. And in 81, the director of the Cancer Center at Caltech. Now, with all these good things going on at Caltech, how in the world did he get to the University of Washington in Seattle? Well, some guy that maybe you heard of, maybe not, Bill Gates, convinced him that maybe he should come to the University of Washington and set up a Department of Molecular Biotechnology, which he did. He presently holds 3 professorships associated with the University of Washington, and he's also, as you can see, the president of the Institutes of System Biology in Seattle. Quickly, he has 700 peer-reviewed publications and 100 textbooks. All right, 700. That's a lot for the non-scientist, or that's a lot for anyone. He's not finished. Right now, he has 9 publications either submitted or pending publication in 2012. We're in February, folks. Okay, one of his papers entitled, let's see, Initial Sequencing and Analysis of the Human Genome has 8,684 citations. Now, for those of you who don't follow that type of data, if you have a paper published and if it's cited 100 or 200 times, that's great. Again, this paper is cited 8,684 times. That's incredible. Dr. Hood is recipient of 34 patents. I'm just going to give you the title of one. Automatic DNA sequencing techniques. I'm not sure if that's the most robust patent in his portfolio, but it's certainly one that has made an impact to the scientific community. While at Caltech, he did many things, but he and his colleagues pioneered the discovery, the making of 4 instruments, a DNA sequencer, a DNA synthesizer, a protein sequencer, and a protein synthesizer. And I just learned in the restroom, of all places, while I was at Merck, I was at Merck Sharp & Dohme, Merck was working on a protease inhibitor for HIV. And I participated in those meetings constantly. It was Dr. Hood's group that synthesized the protease that we used to design the drug that's now on the market. So thank you very much for that, Lee. Dr. Hood was instrumental in, via his equipment and his personality, into strongly recommending that the Human Genome Project become initiated in 1990. It's now completed 2 or 3 years before it was to be completed. And again, it was Dr. Hood's inspiration that helped to get that whole project going. So the Human Genome Project, we're looking at one of the leaders. His science and technology has led to the founding of many companies. I'm just going to list three here. Amgen, big pharmaceutical company, Applied Biosystems, and Macrogenics. But there are many, many more companies that he either founded or is currently on the board. He has received 107 awards. So let me take 107 minutes and tell you about each of them. Just going to tell you about three. He was elected to the National Academy of Sciences, elected to the National Academy of Engineering, and elected to the Institute of Medicine. Now, those are three high-powered academies. There's only 10 individuals in the world that have been members of all three. In 2007, he was inducted to the National Inventors Hall of Fame. And also in 2007, he got an honorary doctorate degree from the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. So at the reception, we'll have to ask him about that. Most importantly, in 2011, he was awarded the Fritz H. and Dolores Russ Prize by the National Academy of Engineering. So Dr. Hood, congratulations. We here at OU and the College of Engineering are very proud to have your name associated with that award and with Ohio University College of Engineering. Okay, today's talk, what I understand of it, he's going to tell us about the use of engineering technologies that will transform medicine. He's going to tell us, I believe, how medicine will be transformed from its current reactive stance to a proactive mode. And just naively, that's the way medicine should be thought of. This new proactive mode will force the revolution of the healthcare industry. So we're very excited to hear this talk, the title of which is Systems Biology, Emerging Technologies, and Transformation from Reactive to Proactive Medicine. One more thing, Lee. I first heard him talk 1985, 86. It was a big meeting, maybe 500 or 600 people in the audience. This is pre-PowerPoint. So for the young kids here, you don't remember that we used to have slides in cassettes. Well, if I gave a talk, I would bring one cassette with 20 or 30 slides. Dr. Hood brought two cassettes full of slides, put them on two projectors, showed them on two screens, different contexts. He would talk, point out the important issues on each of the slides. I knew right away that this is a bright guy. And I said, I want to be able to do this someday in my life. Again, Lee, on behalf of Ohio University, the College of Engineering, and all the other molecular biologists in this audience, we're very, very proud that you received this award, and we welcome you to Athens, Ohio.